Friend and Baxter in the morning.
All right, the Friday after show's on, and the highlight of the whole day to me was the return of the big perm.
There's just something about big perm that brings smiles to our faces.
Oh, man.
And yo mama jokes are funny anyway.
Yeah.
It's just so funny because big perm didn't want to offend anybody.
Right.
He's like, you don't think anybody's going to get mad with these jokes?
Well, he did a disclaimer at the first, too.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said something like, none of these jokes are personal.
It's all meant to be funny.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what it means. But I'm always afraid. I kind of get sweaty. This is maybe a little bit too much, but I kind of get sweaty when I do big perm.
This is where you can get honest.
But I kind of get sweaty when I do big perm because I never really know what I'm going to say. I'm just hoping I'm not going to say anything bad.
If I were to put you on the spot right now and say, give me something from big perm,
could
you
do
it?
Yo,
yo, yo. Yo, what up? Yo, what's happening, man? We got... Maybe I shouldn't do that. See, that's what I'm talking about.
And you, we got.
And then you kind of give me that look. There's a look Brandon gives when
I
you
know.
Say something. You're
I know,
like,
and you're like, I quit.
His
no,
eyes
I didn't.
Get huge. You can see the white of his eyes.
I didn't.
Like, yes.
I didn't
plate.
Give you a look.
Kind of did.
But it was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I always enjoy doing it because the response people give are like, wow, like, I never knew you could even mm-hmm. do that.
Well, yeah, because it's so out of the norm for you.
You're
to
from
be,
Wiener.
To it's be like, going into that.
It's funny. Way over the top.
We have somebody circling the window.
Who is it?
He's gone by 3 or 4 times in the past 5 minutes.
What is he doing?
What are the initials?
BB.
I don't know.
He's just been, it's like a vulture.
I think he might have.
It is. You know when like a vulture is circling its prey?
Yeah.
And he's about to swoop
Brandon,
in?
Brandon, you're the other BB's prey.
Am I the prey? What does he need today? You think he needs something?
I don't know.
He never needs anything.
He vultured me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're getting vultured.
He hawked you.
I don't...
He hawk-eyed
you. Do hawks do that too?
They
hawks
eye you.
What are you winking at me for?
He eagled you.
The first time I met her, she was winking at me from across
you're
the restaurant.
You're such a liar.
Dude, she was.
We should talk about that. I was so nervous.
Okay, so we're at a, what was this? Was this the Nelly
it
concert?
It was a Nelly concert.
So what
oh,
year
gosh,
is that?
Oh, gosh, that's like 2003 or something. I remember that when I was in school.
I think it was before, no, Kurt was born.
So 2004?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2004, and I guess we did a contest when I was on Kiss FM, and myself and Allie King took some listeners to the 501.
And then to the Nelly concert.
And then to Nelly, right? And we might have had a limo and all that stuff. I can't, yeah. We used to do the limo stuff all the time. But I remember looking over.
There wasn't a lot of people there. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, because it was early. And we were going to have the after party at the 501 too.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, there weren't a ton of people there.
But mm-hmm. me and a friend from work went. Her name was Kim. And we walk in. I was like, oh my gosh. And she was like, what? I was like,
she's embarrassed.
It's Brandon and Allie. And she was like, what? And I was like, Kiss FM. But I was like trying to play cool. And then they ended up seating us like 2 tables away from
oh,
y'all.
Gosh.
And I was like, I've got to quit staring.
But we were like a level above them, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems like you might have been like a little bit lower than
yeah.
us. Yeah. And I noticed that this girl kept, you know, making eyes at me.
I did not make eyes.
She did finally come over, though, and take a picture with us.
Yeah, I would kill to find that picture, too.
I think I probably said, hey, do you want a picture or something?
Hey, quit staring at me.
What are you doing over there?
And I remember Allie was a lot nicer than you were.
That is not true. I was nice back then, wasn't I?
I don't know.
Do you remember first impressions?
You had on a do-rag. Well, I felt like I'd already known you because I'd listened to your show for so long. So it was weird, like, because I didn't want to go up to you and be like, so, hey, like, I knew you, and you'd be like, who the heck
right.
is this girl?
Yeah.
But so that I think that's what made me nervous is I was like, here, I feel like I know him, and he has no clue who I am.
And I'm thinking, yeah, look at this.
No.
Brandon for the win. Take that. Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Well,
and then funny. It ends up like it ends up. Jokes on both of us.
Yeah.
Would you have ever dreamed that you would be sitting in a studio doing a radio show, though? If you rewound back to that time.
I dreamed about it all. I wanted to all the time. I'd be like, I could so do that. And now that I do it, I'm like, I'm not very good at this.
I hate doing this. So, like, because we have radio stations in Wynn.
Yeah.
As well. So you probably grew up listening to some of those stations too, right?
I listened to some Will Oswalt.
Man.
And some KWYN. And yeah.
Lane. And Bobby, of course. Mm-hmm. Bobby Caldwell, our owner. Still does a morning show in
yep.
Wynn. Isn't
that graduated
crazy?
With yeah. his son.
Yeah. That's just wild.
Mm-hmm.
Does Bradford ever get on the air and win?
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah. We just need to call him and ambush him on the air.
We should.
He's probably listening to the podcast right now. Like, right no, now. You're not going to call me and ambush me on
Changing
the air.
Changing the numbers.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I'm excited and a little bit nervous. And nerves didn't really hit me until I got the format for this Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame deal. Because, like, it's a big deal to the guys who get inducted, right? Because, I mean, this is they're getting honored for a body of work that they did for Memphis television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the inductees who are going into the Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame are, in my opinion, the greatest overall performer of all time, Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimately, as far as longevity of just being able to talk, to wrestle, to have emotion, to be a draw in a single market, nobody's really been able to do it quite like Jerry Lawler for the longevity of time, right, for the length of time.
And he's still a superstar today.
Like, you know, Steve Austin had a great run as Stone Cold. Mm-hmm. The Rock had a great run. John Cena's had a great run. But, like, Jerry Lawler has been the king for, what is it, 40 years?
Yeah.
More than 40 years in Memphis.
That's crazy.
And still goes out and gets those crazy reactions. Mm-hmm. So he goes into the Hall of Fame, the superstar Bill Dundee, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, Doug Gilbert, Eddie Gilbert, and Tommy Gilbert, the Gilbert family is inducted. Legendary manager Jim Cornette goes into the Hall of Fame. Bobby Eaton of the Midnight Express. Coco Beware goes in. The referee, Jerry Calhoun, all going into the Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame Saturday night. I don't get nervous about it thinking about the names because I see all these guys. And then all of a sudden it hits me. I get the format and I'm like, I'm on the stage a lot. Mm-hmm. Right? So for the whole thing, like, I get the deal. Like, if I can just do, hey, 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 nice to see you, goodbye, and I go away, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But then to be up there, I'm kind of having to be the conductor of the train.
You'll be great.
I hope so.
You always do a good job with this stuff, though. You get
Where is it?
At Lawler's Restaurant on Beale Street.
Okay.
Have you been there yet?
Mm-mm. I've looked in and stuff, but I haven't been inside.
So you and your husband weren't, like, raised wrestling fans like I was.
Right, but I'd still enjoy it. Yeah.
But there's so much cool memorabilia, like the big statue of Muhammad Ali that's in there. Or the photo of Lawler and Andy Kaufman on the set of the Letterman deal.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Or you can check out, like, some of the outfits and the iconic stuff from talent. Or when you go downstairs to the VIP, there's all this different artwork that Lawler has done. And he's an amazing artist.
It sounds like a Hard Rock Cafe for wrestlers.
It is.
Yeah.
And superhero fans. Because, like, Lawler does this amazing artwork. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this stuff. That's how he got into wrestling, was because he sent his artwork to Lance Russell. And he would draw the wrestlers when he was a kid or a teenager.
Wow.
And he would send it to the television station, Channel 13 at the time. And Lance Russell said, hey, we got this really cool artwork from a kid named Jerry Lawler.
Golly.
And he showed
That's
the artwork
crazy.
On TV. And they finally invited him down to the television station, and he fell in love with wrestling.
Wow. That is something else, isn't it?
Yeah. So his story is a really, really cool story. Like, if I were to ever do a wrestling podcast with somebody, if I could bring them into the room and just dim the lights and have the real podcast conversation, he would be amazing.
I bet he'd have some fun stories.
Oh, yeah. And, like, one of the coolest things about Lawler, and I think it would be a fun podcast topic, you know, he really was a huge star in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and all that stuff. The 80s are kind of known in wrestling as, like, that era. I think it was like that for rock and roll, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Mm-hmm. But it was sex, drugs, wrestling, and all that stuff. But Lawler's never drank, never done drugs. But, like, the people who were in those dressing rooms, if you look back at that time, there were very few people you could say that about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what was it like being that guy, being the biggest star, but being the guy who wasn't involved in all
that? I bet
that?
It was annoying.
I bet it was really annoying. And I bet there were guys who would pressure him, like the older guys.
I bet he had fun and was like, oh, that dude is an idiot. That dude's an idiot. But, you know, to be conscious and to be able to see all of it going on, it's probably, like I said, a little annoying. Like, okay.
But do you ever think it got to that point with him, though? Like, he was, like, the number one superstar, and everybody's like, he doesn't do that. Don't even bother him about it. Just stay away.
Well, because he ended up being, you know, a part owner of that company, too, the old Memphis Wrestling.
Yeah.
He was a 50% owner of it. But it's just weird to think about. And then you wonder, like, was he the biggest star because his mind was always the clearest and he was able to think and create the promos and have the matches and learn? Like, did that affect it?
Probably some, yeah.
I mean, think about that. When we, you know, everything we put into our body has an effect on our body and our minds, you know, so.
Well, he's, anyway. I mean, he was so smart, though. I mean, he even went on the national scale, because I kind of remember Jerry Lawler as, like, the guy who hit Andy Kaufman on TV.
Yeah.
Then the movie came out about Andy Kaufman, and Jerry Lawler was in that movie. It's just the way he's marketed himself over the past 40 years is amazing.
Well, now he has the restaurant on Beale. He's opening a barbecue restaurant. Still goes out and does Comic-Cons and WWE stuff. It's kind of a neat thing that, you know, if I wanted to pick up the phone and call him, we could just pick up the phone and call him.
It seems like he genuinely loves his fans too.
Yeah, he loves.
You know how some celebrities, it's like you'll see them, they'll sign autographs or whatever, and it's be gone. Mm. Yeah. But he really seems like he's very genuine and will take as much time as he wants with whoever, you know, and give value to those people.
Well, he's in such a demand when you think about, like, anytime he walks into a place, you know, people pay attention.
Everybody wants to talk to him.
Yeah, hey, can I just get a picture? But there's, you know, 10 or 15 people who want to get the picture or whatever like that. So, anyway, just cool stuff to know that I get to go and work with those guys this weekend. I believe we're going to be staying over at the Peabody again, which I love their lobby. Like, their lobby is just awesome.
Are you and Leslie getting, like, a little date night?
Yeah, we do.
Cool.
So we don't get, well, I mean, the date night involves me going and hosting the Memphis Wrestling
Hall
of Fame.
No, but still, y'all are together and you're not going to have Kai.
No.
Well, good.
Don't touch the duck.
Y'all need that every once in a while.
Yeah, I won't touch the duck. Yeah, we do need that. And we know that, but man, it's so tough. You know,
it
our schedules are so tough to get stuff in. So like it's, and Leslie even said the other day, why is it that the only time we do stuff is when you have to work somewhere and then we get to do stuff after?
Well, I feel her because like typically the only time Joey and I go places is for tournaments.
Yeah.
So we're like, hey, we're going to go to Orlando and it's going to be so much fun. But it's working a tournament the whole time. So like, I get it.
Yeah, it's weird though.
Yeah.
But like, she's going to have fun when we get there because she gets to hang out with the wives of the people, you know? Like she'll hang out with Lawler's girlfriend or fiance Lauren and Bill Dundee's girlfriend Donna and Doug Gilbert's wife Melissa. I mean, they'll have a good time.
Yeah.
But you know, it's the idea of getting there. And then I have the deal like, okay, we're gonna have to park and we're gonna
It's
like there's that stress of going to a city you don't go to that often. Like we go
Memphis it stresses me out as far as the parking goes and where to go and where the safe place is and all that.
Because you do have to think about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about our jobs though. I mean, how many Saturdays or Sundays even sometimes do we get off?
Right.
We don't have many. So even if it's just like us having to work from like, you know, 10 to 12 on a Saturday morning or from 12 to 2 or even like what you're doing, our jobs just aren't normal, that typical 8 to 5, 9 to 5 job.
No, our alarm goes off at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll talk to people and the people who don't really do our part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you talk all day and then you do your thing on the weekends. Maybe you work for a couple hours.
Yeah.
No.
But let's say that couple hours is 11 to 1. So you wake up in the morning, you know, your kid wakes you up, you do breakfast and all that stuff, and then you kind of just wait around to go to work, and then you work for a couple hours, and that two-hour event ends up being about 3 hours total if you're in town, longer if you're out of town. So then you go and you're getting home at maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and all of a sudden, you know, that big part of the day is already taken.
Yeah.
Yep.
For a two, you're getting paid for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I could change anything about my work, right, if I could have the perfect job, and I think it's funny if we all talk about this. It would be come in, do the show. I love doing the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to be home by lunch. And I want to stay home. Because here's what happens. I'll still work. I'm a workaholic.
Yeah.
We're going to prep the show. We're going to create graphics. We're going to think of ideas. We're going to do podcasts. I think just not having to come back after lunch would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And if I only worked one Saturday a month or maybe even zero Saturdays. Maybe if I said, I want to work 4 Saturdays a year and we make them big deals that we're going to do outside of football.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to work the football stuff.
Well, football's work.
That sounds
be fun,
good.
Though.
You want me to go talk to the boss?
Let's make this happen.
Well, I'm talking to him through this.
Oh, well, I mean, I was just going to go talk to him myself.
Well, see, I think sometimes we can use the air and our podcast and what we say on the radio as a way to send a message.
It's a release.
So, Kelly, what would you want to change about your work? Because you have two jobs.
Yeah.
Here's what she's doing. She's trying not to be offensive to anybody.
Well, I think the hardest part for us is a lot of people, you know, kids, they get excited. Hey, school's out for the summer. The teachers are excited. But when summer starts, that's when our hardest part starts because we have, at our karate school, we do a summer camp. And it's for people that, you know, work and they want their child to be taken care of and have cool stuff to do. So we've got field trips 2 days a week. We open at 7:30 in the morning. We don't close until 8 o'clock at night. So because we have normal classes that go on after the kids are picked up from, you know, their day.
Mm-hmm.
So and there was no snow days this year. So we have 11 full weeks nonstop of summer camp from 7:30 to 5:30 a day.
And you come in here and start your day at 4 o'clock.
Right. So, like...
And you're expected, like, because it's all hands on deck there, right? I mean,
it is. It is. And I love what we do, but man, it can take a toll.
No, and this can too.
Yeah.
Like, again, I love doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just do the show... it'd be the greatest job on earth.
No, yeah. I know.
Right. Yeah. But then there's the other stuff that comes with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for you, you could change one thing about what?
Maybe some of the hours, you know, like working Saturdays, because I think I work just about every Saturday.
Throughout the year. You work more Saturdays than I do.
And I do that because I want to try and, you know, take care of a lot of that weekend work.
Yep.
Because you do have a lot of weekend work when you're in this job. So I try and take care of all of that throughout the weekend. So I'm, you know, up to date on everything, the most current events that's going on, stuff like that. So I work, and it may not be, you know, going out and doing an event. It may just be coming in here and just taking care of, you know, recording stuff and things of that nature. But
we were at the Race for the Cure the other day, and I was talking to somebody who works for another radio company. And we were like, you know, hey, how's it going? Are you staying busy? Are you working as much? And the basic thing is, if you work in radio, you work a lot.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what you sign up for. It's not always hard work, but it's just a lot of hours and a lot of time.
It's just time consuming at the end of the day.
And you look at like people who do especially morning radio, and we're all tired and we look tired.
Well, and that's this week. That's probably the number one question I've had at the karate school, because I'll get there probably around 3:00, and then parents come in and they're like, "Hey, Miss Kelly, how's it going? You look really tired."
I told you that yesterday morning when we started the show, and then I felt bad about it because I didn't want it to sound like you don't look good.
No, yeah, no.
But like, you can just tell when people's eyes are tired. Mm-hmm. They might look gorgeous, but if their eyes are tired, you can tell.
See it.
That's why you chug this coffee over here,
right?
Yeah, but then I end up chugging it all day.
Yeah, then you
Then you have anxiety problems.
Yeah, you get anxiety. Cool. You can't sleep at night.
And then your wife texts me and says she wants to hurt you.
What the heck is wrong with him? She does want to hurt me basically all the time. So, David, for you, you have a deal with Rachel, your girlfriend, where she graduates from high school this weekend.
No, not high school. She graduates from college.
No, on the podcast, you can tell the truth.
It's not high school. I'm not dating a high school girl.
No, now she's graduated.
No, yeah, she's graduating college. And now she's in the search of a job, which is kind of convenient.
Where's she
what
looking?
What is her degree?
It's in teaching. It's like elementary
first
school,
through
kindergarten through sixth grade.
Wait, would so she move out of the city? Like if she got a job in Sheridan, Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas?
I don't think so. She's really only applied in this within like a 45 to an hour drive, something like
they
that.
They need teachers, so she should be okay.
Yeah. Well, it's just tough right now because she's kind of getting stressed out because it seems like all of her friends have gotten job offers everywhere, whether it be in Little Rock, or she just had a friend yesterday, she told me, get a job in El Dorado. Mm-hmm. And so she's just looking around at every single school in this area, and she hasn't heard back from much of it yet. So it's just like, oh my gosh, is she going to find one soon, or is she going to have to wait till the summer and just be super stressed out until then?
I mean, like, you're really hoping.
No, go ahead.
You're really hoping she finds a job so y'all can get that house y'all were looking at, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but I mean, legit. She wants to have a teaching job by the time we go into the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
And so you get out of school and you want a job that fast. There's no learning curve. You're basically thrown right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really? She'll have her teaching license, basically. I think she has to wait a week after she graduates, but she's going to get approved for it because she's, you know, finished with all her classes, had a very good GPA.
It's like good.
Teachers have to take a bunch of tests, too, called the praxis, all different kinds of tests they have to take.
She's passed all that stuff, so she's done with all that. She's done some interviews here and there, so...
Really, congrats to her, though. Legit. I mean, it's like all of our families, they get beat up on the show.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, a little bit
we
rattled.
We love you.
Yeah, we do love y'all. And congratulations to Rachel.
I appreciate that.
Graduating and high school this week. That's awesome.
It's so fantastic. She turned 17 next week.
So stupid. All right, hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning.